The question is that visible light charge coupled devices, so called, these are in a way television cameras, solid state ones. Those are very efficient, and the question is how efficient are the infrared corresponding devices, and are there going to be improvements? They're quite efficient now, and they've been made efficient not by astronomers but by the military that uses these pieces of equipment for sensing the heat from, I was going to say, incoming rockets. I hope not. But that's what they were designed for. So the military of various countries, particularly the United States, has spent hundreds of millions of dollars for every kind of detector system. And by now they're extremely sensitive, and we know of improvements in these so-called solid-state devices that will allow us eventually, perhaps in the next 20 years, to count individual quanta of infrared radiation. There'll be so-called photon counting devices. So there's still a factor of 10 or 100 improvement that can come in. But by now we tend to be limited, not so much, at many wavelengths at least, not so much by the insensitivity of the detectors, but I showed you on the plot of the background radiation the so-called zodiacal light, the emission by interplanetary dust, and that foreground dust emits so many photons that it actually blinds the detectors at some level. And to look through that and see beyond and not be and see faint objects beyond that is one of the limiting factors. Now, with a large telescope, you can concentrate on a smaller distant object, and then you do better. So we'll have improvements in observations through telescope size, and also to some extent through the detection devices, as you mentioned. But that may only be a factor of 100 better still in the future. And we've already come, since I started in astronomy, I think the sensitivity has increased by a factor of 2 every 2 years. So this is by now close to 40 years. 2 to the 20th power is approximately a million times. So the detectors that we have today are a million times more sensitive than when I started out in infrared astronomy. And moreover, we have arrays of these detectors that are 1,000 by 1,000 on a side. So if you've got a million of these detectors looking simultaneously with a sensitivity which is a million times higher, where when I started out we used one detector and it was pretty insensitive. And we didn't see much.